These akarta, but also karta. Kartaramaham. I am akarta, but also kartaramaham. He says himself, I am also the doer.
So both are then contradictions.
Therefore, Sri Krishna says that this is when you understand this contradiction, then only you understand the problem and then the solution. Sri Krishna says very clearly, I am both immobile and the mobile. I am akshara, I am also akshara, and I go beyond both of them because I am Purushottama. Therefore, the divine, if you want to understand the world, you start with this basic proposition that the Purushottama is something wonderful. It is he who in silence can produce millions of universes. Through silence, on the basis of silence, that is the capacity of the divine. Silence is at once immobility and yet greater power. In fact, even in the human psychology, when do we become most powerful? The only way by which you can be most powerful is by attending to silence. So long as you are drifting, waving in your thoughts, there is no stability. When there is no stability, there is no force. A lion, for example, sits very quietly. At the right moment, he springs into action. Within a moment, he finishes his task and sits again very quietly. It is a strength which comes from a great quietude. This is the nature of the reality, that silence is fullness. Fullness which is not incapable of manifestation. It is not a zero. Silence is not emptiness. It is not a zero. It is that from where things manifest. That is why even in our ordinary situations, when you are looking for a solution of the problem, we are told, first of all, gather yourself. When you don't gather, you are only reacting. A problem is there before you, go on reacting to it. But reaction will not produce a solution. Gather yourself. Be very, very quiet. In that quietude, you will find an answer emerging out of it. This is the experience even of school children. When a problem is to be solved in mathematics and you can't find a solution, you become very, very quiet. And then you'll find suddenly an idea coming out and the solution is found. This is the power of silence. Therefore, those who believe that silence is emptiness is wrong. Silence is nothing but a state of fullness. In fullness, there is no need of anything. Therefore, akarta, that which is full, requires nothing to be done. It has everything within itself. Therefore, has no need to do anything at all. Therefore, Sri Krishna says, I have no need in the three worlds to do anything at all. And yet, he says, yet I go on doing all the time. It is only when you are full that you have the capacity of manifesting fully. If you are not full, then you are still striving to attain something from outside. But when you are really full, then you have the real capacity of manifesting without any obstruction, with an irresistible manifestation. So those who believe that silence is emptiness is a wrong idea. Silence is not emptiness, although emptiness may be a condition for attaining that silence. Before you become full, you have to throw away all that is there, dirt in you, throw it away and then become absolutely empty so that the real fullness enters into you.